This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1936, recorded on Thursday the 8th of December 2016, bringing you news, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. I'm Dorothy Sneasby, and I'm joined by Geoffrey Hodson.
Hello. As usual, we have a variety of news items about the city and some letters to the Evening News, plus a feature about the Norwich Panto, and later our second feature suggests a little of what you fancy does you no harm at all.
Today we welcome new listeners, Gordon Walker of Sprowston and Trevor Norman of Beauthorpe. We hope you enjoy listening to your weekly Chatterbox. Also included in this week's envelope is the latest edition of the EDP Norfolk magazine on a separate memory stick. But we begin with stories making the news in Norwich this week.
Included in this part, protect lizards in Lakenham and Norfolk Fire and Rescue receives an unusual Christmas present. But to start, a welcome new donor for the Norwich Soup Movement.
A new independent greengrocers is donating fresh produce to feed homeless and disadvantaged people. Clover Greengrocers on Corbett Avenue, Sprowston, is giving away fruit and vegetables to the Norwich Soup Movement. The non-profit organisation was set up 3 years ago and initially involved volunteers giving out cups of soup to people in need across the city. It has since expanded, and a variety of hot meals, from curry to fruit pies, is given out 4 nights a week on Norwich Haymarket to hundreds of people. Unsold produce from Clover Greengrocers, set up in February, is used to create these dishes. Dinah Ross from Cossie, who helped set up the business with her partner Andy, said, "I know the number of homeless people is increasing, so if we can help in this way, we feel better by doing so."
Overgrown grass banks on a popular city walkway will be cleared to protect a rare urban lizard colony. Volunteers from the Lakenham and Town Close Spaces Group, the Conservation Volunteers and members of Norwich City Council's Norse team will carry out the conservation work on Lakenham Way, Norwich. Bushes, brambles and long vegetation are encroaching on the banks of the former railway track, which supports a common lizard colony between Sandy Lane and the Queen's Road Sainsbury's supermarket. The shy reptiles, which prefer quieter, more rural areas of Britain, are hibernating under the ground, so they will not be harmed by the work. Volunteers are appealing for help on the day of action, and anyone who can join in the outdoor work, including children under 18, as long as they are accompanied by adults. Pam Frost, a volunteer from the Lakenham and Town Close Green Spaces Group, said, "The lizard's environment is being eroded because shrubs are growing up and the grass is getting longer. Their habitat is changing and it's going to endanger them." Tools will be provided and the clear-out will allow the lizard population to thrive. If we don't do something now, it's going to be a lot harder to put it back to how it should be without disturbing the lizards. "It's about doing the work now for the future of the colony," Miss Frost added. She said the mile-long Lakenham Way, which was very special to the area and needed protecting. The only other known colony for common lizards in Norwich is on Micehole Heath.
Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service has received an unusual Christmas gift for one of its most unique teammates. The service has been gifted a horse box by Red Wings Horse Sanctuary so that the fire department can transport its wooden training horse to events across the county. Since 2010, the horse, Randy, has been vital in teaching fire service colleagues how to rescue horses from difficult situations such as out of ditches and rivers. Jenny Scamp, an NFRS operational support officer, said, "Randy is the only mannequin we have, and we have a number of teams within the service, including King's Lynn, Thetford, Carrow and Dereham, that need to train with him frequently to keep up their standards. So his regular and safe transportation across the county is incredibly important." Perry Smith, a technical service officer, added, "So when Randy's former horse trailer fell into disrepair and was deemed no longer usable, we launched an appeal via our Facebook page this summer to see if someone would be kind enough to help us replace it, and that's when Red Wings called. Lynn Cutress, Red Wings' chief executive, said, "It is our pleasure to support the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service by loaning our trailer for both their animal rescue demonstrations and training, and for the safe transportation of their trusty education horse, Randy. Randy is such an impressive and vital training tool, and as well as loaning our trailer, we have also pledged a retirement home at the sanctuary to Randy should he need it."
Norwich City Council will be starting a weekly curbside recycling collection service for unwanted small electrical items, batteries and textiles. The new service, which began on Monday the 5th of December, has been introduced to tackle the problems of contamination in blue household recycling bins and reduce waste to landfill. Audits carried out early in 2016 revealed that nearly three-quarters of Norwich's blue recycling bins contained textiles and over a quarter contained small electrical items. Incorrect items, such as textiles and small electricals in recycling collections, cost the council more than £50,000 a year in sorting and disposal costs. Councillor Paul Kendrick, Cabinet Member for Recycling, said, "Our priority is to stop people putting textile and electrical items in their blue recycling and waste bins. This new service tackles the problem head-on. Residents should place items in a standard-sized carrier bag next to their black or blue bin on collection day. Small electricals and batteries should be put into the same bag and textiles in a separate bag."
World and Paralympic table tennis champion Will Bailey visited Norwich to share his inspiring story. The 28-year-old talks staff at Property Consultants JLL through his route to Rio Gold in the men's Class 7 singles, as well as taking on staff in a game of table tennis. He also explained his infamous victory celebration, which saw him hugging the umpire, who was yellow-carding him for climbing on the table. Bailey, who is sponsored by JLL, was born with a rare congenital disorder which required many operations in childhood. At seven, he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it was during his recovery that he was bought a table tennis table, the first step towards him becoming a Paralympian. JLL director Sarah Jordan said, "We were delighted to welcome Will to our Norwich office and hear his inspiring story firsthand." JLL employs nearly 300 staff in its Norwich office.